Hello and how are you guys? Welcome to this podcast titled Quit the Snoring. I know many of us are victims of this dreading habit and some of us suffer from have to sleep with those who snore loudly. Nevertheless, I have great news for you all. You can take your sleep back. Snoring is not just something people do. It is a symptom. Snoring is a manifestation of damage that caused by an underlying issue. So in today's episode we shall be discussing non-surgical solutions to snoring. Already gone through the surgical aspects, risks and treatment of snoring. Now let's pay attention to the general approaches to combat snoring. Non-surgical options for snoring can be divided into different approaches. Medications, appliances and devices, lifestyle changes related to diet and exercise, sleeping habits and alternative snoring treatments. Depending on the underlying cause of snoring and knowing the root cause, any of them can be successfully treated. This may require a collaborative approach, and the effect of these interventions on the snoring problem should be observed. To estimate the amount of help available, medical solutions. In many cases, prescription medications can relieve snoring nightmares. Medicines to eliminate snoring are prescribed as follows. 1. Expand the nasal airways. 2. Strengthen the ego. 3. Deep REM. These are part of sleep delivery. It is a state of deep sleep in which the body restores vitality and allows the mind to remain sharp and healthy. The effect of these snoring medications is to reduce the depth at which the body can rest in this position so that the throat is not too loose and the airways are open and free, making snoring easier. Basically, these drugs have the opposite effect of what would happen if someone took a sedative or overdose. This can cause a person to rest more than usual, exacerbating an existing snoring problem, or cause a person who does not normally snore to do so. In pharmacies, medicines are sold without a prescription, aimed specifically at cleaning the nasal sinuses and respiratory tracts. These medicines are designed to treat cold or flu symptoms, but they are also useful for those who snore due to their anti-inflammatory and antihistamine properties. This group includes saliva sprays sold in pharmacies. These sprays are not regulated, simply by salt water, which keeps the tissues, sinuses, and other tissues around the airways moist and reduces or eliminates vibration and therefore snoring. Anti-snoring devices. There are many devices that help people deal with snoring. These topics start with the simplest topics and reach a more complex level. Most can be purchased at your local pharmacy, online and through catalog. Below are the most popular and effective snoring remedies. Chandler pillow, named after the inventor of this type of pillow. This device forces sleepers to sleep on their side to prevent snoring. This often encourages a closed mouth during sleep and helps reduce shaking, thus eliminating snoring. Snore ball. Since its invention in the early 1900s, this handy device has helped countless people sleep on their side to prevent snoring. The snoring ball is placed in a pouch on the back of the nightgown. When the sleeper rolls onto their back instead of lying on their side, the device makes it more uncomfortable, so the sleeper starts sleeping on their side instead of their back, which is where most people snore. A snore ball can be any type of ball that causes enough discomfort to prevent a person from sleeping on their back. Over time, the habit of making balls unnecessarily develops. Physician monitor during sleep. This electronic device basically accomplishes the same purpose in a different way. Instead of causing physical discomfort when a person lies on their back, the sleep monitor starts beeping when they snore. The beeping may annoy others, but this device helps develop new sleep behaviors. Anyone who suffers from snoring can do a little beeping until the problem is solved. After learning the best way to sleep, a person snores and over time the sound of the horn will not cause problems. Finally, a sleep monitor may not be necessary. No strips. It is a simple but very effective device that has become popular among many people. This is the basic concept. Opening the nostrils to facilitate breathing. This device consists of flexible plastic and adhesive material. The tape is glued before going to bed and removed in the morning. These strips are so effective in increasing breathing through the nose that they are used by many players in various sports. As there are no drugs, this is an over-the-counter solution that anyone can use. Even people who don't snore use them to sleep better, breathe easier, and charge their bodies with more oxygen. Nasal dilators. Nasal dilators provide relief by opening the nostrils to facilitate breathing, but they take a slightly different approach than nasal strips. This type of device is actually a steel or plastic coil that is placed in the nostril while you sleep. As a result, it is easier to breathe, less snoring. Throat spurts. This is another way to combat snoring. A simple spray on the back of the throat lubricates the tissues well enough to reduce or eliminate tremors. It is similar to salt spray, except that the spray in this case is special oils, not just salt water. Another way to fight snoring Simple and cheap, but if used correctly works, are throat sprays. Excessive use of throat sprays can irritate the throat and then actually cause snoring. Snoring blocker. A snore blocker is a device that provides negative feedback during snoring. This device can be placed on the arm or wrist. And when snoring is detected, the device delivers a small current to the sleeper. Another version actually contracts the muscles of the tongue, which opens the airways, which makes breathing easier and thus stops snoring. Anti-snoring equipment. Anti-snoring devices are used inside the mouth to directly affect the components of the mouth to eliminate snoring. They best manipulate the tongue, jaw, and palate in combination to stop snoring and induce relaxation. These tools are mostly designed to help medical and dental professionals. Snoring disorder. There are different names like equalizer and mute. By hitting the parts of the mouth, these devices affect three main functions to eliminate snoring. They are: 1. Cover the mouth to prevent snoring by creating a tracheal trembling. 2. Holding the jaw forward so that the tongue does not slide back and blocks the airways. 3. Open the airways as much as possible to facilitate breathing and prevent snoring. Tongue retainers. This style of device specifically targets language. The way this device works is to push the tongue forward with suction so it doesn't collect the tongue in the airway. This improves ventilation, makes breathing easier, and prevents vibration that causes snoring. Tongue retainers are designed for people who cannot or do not want to sleep on their side. And although tongue retainers are uncomfortable, they are a very effective option. Devices to advance the lower jaw. The device, abbreviated as MAA, is a tire-shaped device that is basically a mouthpiece. Protective equipment used in sports. This puts the jaw in a position that prevents it from moving back and creating an obstruction that can lead to snoring. They need to be adjusted by a dentist and can be a bit expensive, but are a great way to stop snoring. Thornton adjustable positioners. A famous example of such a device is the silencer developed by Dr. Thornton in the 1990s. This is an expensive option, but for a reason. It is adjustable and sometimes made of titanium. These are often called TAPs and are similar in nature to MAAs in that they move the jaw forward to prevent snoring while keeping the airway open. Sky riser. This device, also known as a lip protector or lip lift, lifts the palate. It shakes and snores a person, although there is still no definite opinion on the performance of these types of devices. It is an option to consider. Continuous path of excess pressure airflow. This device is designed specifically to treat sleep apnea. Works like an oxygen mask. The mask is covered with face or nose and holds positive pressure so on the air pipelines, which prevents trim and facilitates breathing, where blood pressure is controlled during sleep. Lifestyle and snoring, food allergies. Snoring sensitive but due to many allergies, and all are different, the duty of man to pay attention to snoring and sensitivity. Any allergic reaction can lead to snoring. So if you suffer from allergies, whether it's food allergies or pet allergies, you need to be careful and take appropriate measures to combat those allergies. Weight. If you are overweight and snore, you can be sure that your snoring is at least partially related to your obesity. Losing weight has many health benefits, including better sleep without snoring. It has to do with your diet and eating habits, so if you plan, you can stop snoring altogether. Eating habits. Certain foods such as dairy products, fried foods, junk food, and sweets cause constipation. If you snore, it may be related to your diet. Eating a healthy diet can improve your health and reduce, if not eliminate, snoring. There are foods that are beneficial for those who snore, especially leafy greens. Pure life. Your habits determine whether you snore or not. Healthy habits can actually prevent snoring. Alcohol, smoking, and sleeping pills cause snoring. Do not use them. Caffeine has been linked to breathing problems, so keep your intake to a minimum. This is the end for this episode. Hope you are ready to take your sleep back. Thanks for listening. Bye.